In Nigeria, Islamic militants struck the northern city of Maiduguri this morning, attacking the main military barracks in an area where children were walking to school and causing panicked residents to flee the area. Al-Qaeda-linked Boko Haram has killed thousands in an almost five-year insurgency. 2,000 people were killed in the last 6 months alone. The number of dead from this morning's attack have not yet been confirmed. Father John Bakeni of the Diocese of Maiduguri witnessed this morning's attack. He told Vatican Radio's Jean-Baptiste Munyambibi that people are fearful and frustrated with the continuing violence.
Well, it is obvious that, you know, these attackers, they are many, first of all, and they are well-armed. And I'm sure you have also heard, maybe, or read about the fact that they seem to have superior arms and upper arms than even our own trained military. And our biggest challenge here, not just in Maiduguri, but even in the northeast and northern Nigeria, and even the entire country, is the inability of the government and the security to really secure lives and property when it comes to situation like this.
You are the director of interreligious dialogue in your diocese, the Diocese of Maiduguri. What is the Catholic Yes. Church doing about this situation?
As it is now, tensions are high. Emotions are also high. And there is no window now. There is no room for dialogue because people are on their own. And for us as a church, we have always been prepared. In fact, we are looking for any window that will open where dialogue will take place. But as I'm talking to you now, what the church is doing is actually to take care of the humanitarian crisis because so many of our members have been affected. Many have been killed. Many women have been widowed. So the church assists where necessary. But in terms of formal and organized dialogue, the tensions are still on, the conflicts are ongoing, so we cannot talk of dialogue at this moment.